Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your bank accounts, your 401k, your IRA. Yep, you heard me. Your 401k, IRA, and your bank accounts. Sounds scary, but it's already happened in 8 countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts on what they can do by receiving the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. See how all of this was set up to help manage our out-of-control debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have peace of mind. Call Landmark Capital today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or go online to landmarkgold.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been, all my numbers. And this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, Balance of Nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a Balance of Nature. But all the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Lots to get to today. Big breaking news Tuesday. What it means and why it matters right now.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, it's Tuesday, so that means we check in on technology. Ari Zoldan will be here to go through a number of very interesting stories connected to that. Shel Farley in the green room waiting to chomp at the bit to talk about why congressional reps that said they're against impeachment are now for it. Also, Carol Markowitz on tap. But first, today's big developments.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
This has to be a fair process. And when you have a press release being drafted by our Democrat colleagues cherry-picking text messages, when the full text of Ambassador Volker's testimony last week would have exonerated this president, let's release it.
So that's Mark Meadows, Freedom Caucus, and of course he sits on the Intelligence Committee for the Republicans. Interesting testy behavior that they're getting into now in the House, particularly in these committees that have just given themselves over fully to the impeachment process, stopping any work on the people's business. Welcome into Tuesday, Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here. Lots to get to today. Carol Markowitz is going to stop by. She has a real bone to pick with Hillary Clinton, and she takes her part in her most recent column in The New York Post. Can't wait to kind of have her expound on that because I think there's some legitimacy there. Then Shel Farley's going to be here. Have you noticed that these Democratic congressmen that were elected in Trump districts like Max Rose on Staten Island and South Brooklyn, Sean Patrick Monahan in the 14th district. You've got these guys that Trump won the district, and then you've got they're Democrats. They won in 18. They pledged, oh, no, we're not interested in impeachment and everything. And now they're all in. They totally backtracked, changed it. Well, these guys deserve to be called out. Shel Farley here, she's got some thoughts on that. She's running for that District 14 seat. And then, of course, it's Tech Tuesday. Ari Zolden back from vacation. He'll be back with us. It should be good. Now, lots to get to in the last 24 hours in what now Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, is asking everyone to call not impeachment. He's actually saying, I would really greatly appreciate it if no one would refer to what's happening in the House right now any further as impeachment. I've been calling it non-impeachment. Last week, we had week one of non-impeachment. We're on day two of week two of non-impeachment. But it's not an impeachment process. Ethan Bierman, a Twitter personality, liberal talk show host from San Francisco, fairly nice guy in person. I've met him a couple of times, but kind of a jackweed on Twitter, and he's been saying all day, well, this is clearly an impeachment inquiry because he's a lawyer or something, some smart guy, because so now he thinks he knows everything. It's not an impeachment inquiry. They have not opened up an impeachment inquiry. Every time you hear a news source tell you that an impeachment is underway in the House of Representatives, smack them in the face and say, stop lying to me. That I'm speaking proverbially. But don't put up with it anymore. They have not taken a vote. The president has asked Nancy Pelosi to take a vote to open an official impeachment inquiry. If that's what you're going to do, that's what you announced you were going to do a little more than a week ago. You were so bored on Thursday, 2 weeks ago. You said, oh, well, we're going to open an impeachment inquiry. Okay, why aren't you opening it? No, she said, we're going to. And then she said, so I want my committees to continue to do their work, which is basically like taking all of the agenda, all of the domestic agenda and the foreign policy agenda, just shoved it off to the side. It's like a stack of papers blown in the wind from some author that was writing his novel and he picked up the paperweight and the wind blew them all. Just shove them off to the side. Just watch them hit the wind. Because they don't have any more purpose to actually follow through on the people's business because they're wholly invested in this con game. And it's sad, friends. It is really sad. By the way, last night on Tucker Carlson, not sure you caught this, but Mr. Carlson turned up some pretty interesting transcripts from a little place called the Clinton Presidential Library. And in the Clinton Presidential Library, in the transcripts, coming up on an election, William Jefferson Clinton, hey, how are you, said to Tony Blair, hey, I need a favor. And if you could do this favor for me, it would really help me win big. And, it'd be good to get a big win.
here for the election. Like, it's an explicit plea to a foreign leader to help him with something so that he can, what, directly benefit from the political outcome that that would cause. Note, Donald J. Trump never did that. The transcript clearly says, I need a favor. We're looking into collusion in 2016. Can you look into this CrowdStrike? Can you look into this other stuff? And by the way, there's this business with the Bidens. Can you look into that? But he never says, because I think he's going to be the nominee and I want dirt to, you know, take him down. Actually, if you really think about it, friends, he asked for them to look into the arrangement of Hunter Biden, which was what was under investigation when Joe Biden actually used a quid pro quo to get the investigation stopped. The only way that Joe Biden comes into the picture is that he was corrupt in trying to get the investigation stopped. His own corruption led to his inclusion in the request by the president to be looked into as part of that investigation. But that wasn't the favor, quote unquote, that the president asked for. He spends 504 words describing the favor that he's asking for, and that is, can you turn over stuff that helps us understand what happened in the 2016 election cycle more clearly? Now, there are people that are not playing honest with this. Drudge Report is one of them. NBC News is one of them. I don't know what's wrong with Matt Drudge right now, but he's putting up links every day, and he's putting up deceptive headlines, and he's saying stuff that's just not fact. NBC said clearly in a story that he linked to as his main link on the homepage today that the president expressly solicited help in investigating his political opponents in 2020 in exchange for a meeting in the White House. They're drawing that supposedly from the Volcker texts, but that's not even in the Volcker texts. The request in the Volcker text, you want a meeting in the White House, help us look into the corruption that happened in 2016. That was the favor for the favor quid pro quo. Help us investigate the corruption that took place, historic. It's not affecting a going forward election. We're trying to find out what happened. And we can make sure that a White House meeting takes place. I don't think the American people care about that. Yeah, we should want to know that we figured out what happened in 2016. And if that's what and if getting a meeting in the White House, dangling that bait, got the Ukraine to play ball with us, I don't know of a single American that would have a problem with that. You want to talk about silliness? The president's job is to try to make sure that the Justice Department and his executive branch is operating faithfully. We think that there was some malfeasance in 2016. We've been investigating it. We're trying to get to the bottom of it. This Russia collusion thing, which foreign leaders were engaged by the Democrats to write a false dossier to trump up fake FISA applications to do investigation and surveillance on American citizens and opposing political parties, that all actually happened. We're trying to figure out how it came about. Can you help us solve that mystery? Oh, and if you do, we'll be much more inclined to take a meeting with you in the White House. I don't know any American that looks at that and goes, well, it's so unreasonable. That has nothing to do with 2020. Unless you think that maybe you're guilty of something in 2016 and therefore you feel like maybe you're going to be uncovered, then maybe Joe Biden does have something to worry about. But that's not because the president knows it. We're just trying to look at where the facts were. What happened? Where are the bodies on the ground? Where? Help us figure that out. So now they're all upset that they didn't let the ambassador to the European Union come and testify today. They're all screaming about obstruction of Congress, which is not obstruction of justice. Obstruction of Congress is not a crime. Obstruction of justice is very. This is all monkey and hijinks. I mean, it is absolute circus. And what should Congress be doing? The will of the American people. Got a lot to get to. Stay with us. Don't go away. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up? We've got three kids in three different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past, and it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose. And sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on, or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage. And guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life. And right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping. Plus, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us. On Tuesdays, I love this segment because it is one of my favorites of the entire week to get to talk to Carol Markowitz. And the last time we were together, we actually got to do an entire show together, and we didn't talk about anything but food, which was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Carol, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I don't know why we do any of this. I'm talking about food. What is this?
So in a few weeks, towards the end of this month, I think Mr. Piscopo's going away to Italy, and they've asked me to take one of the days that he's out, and I think I'd like to have mm-hmm. you come in and sit in with me that morning. Now, I can't guarantee we'll have as good a breakfast as we had that night, but it'd be fun to do 4 hours in the morning together. Yeah. And we
can
order
some
pancakes or something. I don't know. What's your favorite mm-hmm. Russian breakfast food?
Like, it's Russian French toast. it's basically a non-sweet.
I was about to say, that's not even a thing. So it's
and they use, like, Italian bread for it, like, or a baguette or something.
Yeah,
Russian culture is a very hodgepodge of other cultures. I think I was telling you that at the food event. They you know, they do French food, they do Japanese food. They do it really well. It's not, you know, but
yeah.
it's not a
They do it with excellence, but it's just not their, I mean, they don't have borscht
right.
maple syrup or something.
Yes.
Well, anyway, so I was at the opening of a place called Cuba last night in Fort Lee. They've been open for a little while, but they had kind of like their official launch. And mm-hmm. It was kind of fun because Chef Aldo showed up and he wished you well and told me to tell you hi if I spoke to you. And I thanked him again for his very generous servings and food the other night at the Brick House in Wyckoff. But that was a lot of fun. Hey, so let's talk about that other stuff. The president, your take on where we are with the impeachment. Do you sense that this is gaining in steam, kind of leveling off, or kind of depleting? Because I'm getting mixed signals from different people across the country in terms of how it's being received. I think flyover country is not doing anything with this. But what about where we are?
I've had two separate conversations recently with people who did not realize that the current impeachment story is allegedly different from the Russia story. They thought it was all one the same story. Russia,
that's bad.
Ukraine, it's all just one thing. Well, but that's the thing. It's like it all sort of drifted into each other. It's like, oh, Russia's over, let's pick up something else. And I really don't think people have the capacity to deal with this anymore. I think the Democrats really blew a lot of steam on the Russia story, and I don't know that people have the attention span anymore to deal with their nonsense and to hear another tale taking place in Eastern Europe, and they're just like done with it.
See, that is exactly what several prognosticators that I talked to on somewhat regular basis had said, that, you know, that you're going to get glazed over eyes if you're trying to tell, you know, Joe and Susie Smith in Lincoln, Nebraska, that, you know, somebody from the Ukraine was doing something wrong. And then there's been like it's an interesting story that came out in the last 24 hours. I guess evidently Bill Clinton tried to say to Tony Blair, he asks Tony Blair at some point just before his reelection to for a favor. And he actually explicitly says in the phone call, this would be a big win for me going into the election if you could help me look into this. It's
right.
It's kind of like, you know, one thing for us, another thing for you, and you have to do what we say or we're going to impeach you. Like there's really seems to be a double standard here that at least people that are paying somewhat close attention to are, I think, kind of zooming in on.
I've said this to you before. I have my problems with Donald Trump, but one of the things about him is he's not a politician. So he does not talk like a regular politician. And that's why when Mike Pence's name got dragged into it, I think I said this on your show, is that I will bet that Mike Pence did not have an inappropriate conversation with anybody about this. And why would I bet that? Because Mike Pence has been in politics long enough to know what words he can use, what turns of phrase he can use, and Donald Trump just doesn't.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. We'll see where that goes. And now the big hubbub is this ambassador, and should he be allowed to testify?
Yeah.
I keep telling people, you know, the executive branch has privilege. And the only reason we don't really know that much about it in the Trump era is because, unlike Obama, Bush, and Clinton, who used it all the time, those guys used it all the time, Trump's hardly ever invoked privilege. And now he has a chance to, you know, kind of create some trouble for Adam Schiff and some other people. And I'm all in favor of letting him do his thing as president. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Hey, your piece
we'll
this week is about Ms. Clinton. And, of course, she's been out there just cackling at everything related to impeachment. What? It's just cackling. But where do you, is she on the rebound? Is she coming back to the fore? Like, what is you said she's dumping on democracy and the media doesn't care. What are you writing about here?
It's beyond, you know, she does not accept that she lost the 2016 election. And
I've understood
fine.
That. I've heard that somewhere. She may be having a hard time with that.
Sure. But, you know, she keeps bringing that perspective onto news shows with her. She was on The View and she was asked whether Donald Trump is a legitimate president. And she said no. And that kind of challenging of our democracy is a real problem for me. And it would be a problem for me even if Hillary Clinton lost and Donald Trump was doing the same thing. But the thing is, and the difference here, Kevin, is that nobody would be giving Donald Trump a platform to do that.
Right.
Nobody would be inviting him onto The View to talk about whether Hillary Clinton is a legitimate president or not. So the lack of pushback to me is really the biggest issue. And, you know, the fact that she gets to just spout off in this way and challenge the legitimacy of the American president is a problem for me, whether or not you like Donald Trump or not.
Yeah, it wouldn't really matter who it was that she had run against. This would be deemed inappropriate, especially since it wasn't really a contested election. I mean, everybody talks about popular vote versus electoral college, blah, blah, blah. But the rules that were in place at the time said that he won in a landslide. It wasn't even close.
Popular vote, to me, this drives me so bananas. Popular vote is not a thing. There's actually no reason to even calculate the popular vote because it's not a thing. Hillary Clinton was not trying to win the popular vote. It was an accident that she did. So we can't be using some metric that we don't even use. Somebody commented on my Facebook page yesterday. It's like being like, which one of them had more pantsuits? Oh, well, she had more pantsuits, so she wins the election. It's like the same thing. It's not at all.
Well, it's kind of like saying if the Yankees versus the Dodgers played in the World Series and Yankees won 4 games by 1 run or less, but the Dodgers won their 3 games by 28 runs each. And then people say, well, the Dodgers scored more runs, so they should be they should be the you win the games. And they're on election day, there were 50 games played. And in California, they ran up the score. It was like 189-12, Lakers versus the Clippers or whatever. But in the rest of the states, and he won more of those games, 30 of 50. And I think he might win more next go around, but we'll see. Anyway, don't let Hillary Clinton
dump on
democracy and make the media care, says Carol Markowitz in the New York Post.
Right.
Carol, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Now go eat some delicious borscht. Talk soon. It's Kevin McCullough.
I will go do that.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up? We've got 3 kids in 3 different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past, and it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose. And sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage. And guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life. And right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping. Plus, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, if you have had enough of impeachment gate, and there's a lot of impeachment, like it seems like the media is breathless to try to get like one little new piece of information out. So today, now it's all about obstruction of Congress and how they're, the State Department told an ambassador he can't go and speak. I just want to point out, like I did with Carol Markowitz in the last segment, President Trump has probably used the executive privilege that is at his disposal the least of any of the last 4 to 5 administrations, Republican or Democrat. By far, he has cooperated and turned things over and so forth, much more so than any president of my lifetime. And they tell one witness to not go talk to Congress in what is basically a dog and pony show impeachment. And now the charge is obstruction of Congress. Well, what about all of the congressional people that are obstructing the work of the American people when they should be doing things to benefit the American people? And they're focused on this fake impeachment inquiry that's not even an official impeachment inquiry because it's not even open. It doesn't even begin to be open until they take a vote. Here to respond, Shell Farley, who's running for one of those congressional seats. Shell, welcome back. Good to have you.
Kevin, it is great to be back, and as a great example of, showing Trump released the transcript of his call with the Ukrainian president, which is just unheard of. So I am with you. As you know, I sent out a press release basically calling on Sean Patrick Maloney. I mean, he has now, he's even supporting Adam Schiff, saying that he behaved ethically and professionally as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, a committee that, Sean Maloney also sits on.
Right.
And I think, but the thing that seems the most, egregious is Neil Newhouse, a very well-respected pollster, released a poll today that talked about that in districts won by Trump, which is my district, New York 18, but that have a Democratic congressman, 62%, this is almost two-thirds of the people, say that the call was not impeachable. So what are we doing here?
That's exactly what everybody is trying to figure out, although I have my theory on it. I wrote it in my column on Sunday. I actually believe that they want the president to be so preoccupied with all this stuff that he somehow will fail in his agenda, and then they can say he wasn't a good president, and then that's why you should vote for whoever their nameless fill-in-the-blank nominee is going to be, Elizabeth Warren, at some point opposing the president. And this is the real dog, and this is the sleight of hand trick that they've got going. They've spent the last 3 years doing nothing. Some of them have only been there since 18, so a year and a half. But they spent the entire first term doing nothing, trying to just tear down the man that the people sent there. And now, Shell, it's incumbent upon those same people to say, wait a minute, the president's not going to get the rest of his agenda finished. And, oh, by the way, he's kept 87 promises, but he's not going to get the rest of it done if we don't have a Congress that can work with him.
Kevin, you're absolutely right. I mean, one of the things they talked about in this poll is that they asked voters, and 38% of them said that the Democrats haven't accomplished much. They have been in control of Congress since January, and they keep talking about how they have all of these big issues. Well, how about they get USMCA passed? I mean, this would make a big difference, to the entire country. The president negotiated this deal, and it would help so many workers. I mean, let's actually do something that is going to be helpful. Instead, they're focused on impeachment, and 62% of the people said that impeachment will just further hurt Congress's ability to get things done. So I think we need to end it and move on. Or, as you pointed out, they need to go ahead and vote on it.
Yeah.
But sort of operating in this no man's land isn't helping anybody.
Well, the president called him out on it and said, hey, if you're going to impeach me, impeach me. Put it to a vote, because then mm-hmm. all of the people like Sean Maloney would have to then take an official stand one way or the other. Now, Shell, you're working the district every day. What are people talking to you about when you shake hands and you're greeting them as you're meeting them?
Well, they're really focused on things that affect them. I mean, right. It's, the dinner table, issues, which is people want to make sure that there are jobs. People want to make sure their taxes are lower. We want to reduce our energy costs. I mean, it's a huge problem. Westchester is in my district, and, they have cut off natural gas, the ability to hook up to natural gas, because there's just not enough access to it. I mean, and so that's why our energy costs are 30% above the national average. This is ridiculous. And these are the problems that I want to go down to Washington and solve. Things that will actually make a difference in people's paychecks that they can see week after week.
This is why, friends, if you're interested in sending the government into a different direction, you have to choose different people. And you can start by helping to fund Shel Farley's campaign. Even if you don't live in her district, if you're in a district that's kind of predetermined, go ahead and vote. Do all that stuff. But put your money where you can make a difference. Shel's district is one of those that you can. Shel Farley, F-A-R-L-E-Y.com, C-H-E-L-E, Farley.com, ShelFarley.com. Shel, always good to catch up with you. Thanks for being here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up? We've got three kids in three different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past, and it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose. And sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on, or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage. And guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life. And right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping. Plus, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today, getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info, getbenefits.info, or call him at 312-588-9443.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. And on Tuesdays, we do take a look at that area of life that seems to impact all of us, but we hate it and love it simultaneously. It's the biggest love-hate affair humanity has ever had with anything called technology. And Ari Zoldan is here to help break it down for us every single week. And Ari, there's some interesting stuff happening. I was really taken by this article from the 9to5 Mac website that is announcing that Apple may, for the first time, allow people to subsidize an Apple Watch through private Medicare plans. Now, explain how this would work. It's very fascinating to me.
It really is, and I think this is really game changing in the med. You know, we talked about the medical tech space, which is really incredible, and we're going to start seeing a major paradigm shift. And the medical community and technology community really, really working together. This is about Medicare going ahead and working with companies like Apple, where they're really focused on preventative medicine. And what better way than, let's say, working with a Fitbit or an Apple product where it monitors your health rate and it sends the data back to a to their doctor. So this is really, we're using technology now towards some sort of preventative preventative ecosystem. And it's kind of like a win-win for everyone.
Right.
Apple gets to sell more products. The insurance company gets to really limit their exposure as well for getting people into the hospital. So I see this as a win-win and absolutely brilliant.
Well, it's interesting. So the lovely bride and I are really hitting the gym much more aggressively than we have in years past. And she is taking a lot of kind of mixed classes where there's aerobic and then yoga and then stretching, and she's doing other things. But in the description that the gym provides for each of them, you know, for heart rate and all that stuff, they're saying check your devices. So this is becoming just the standard way people are measuring their own health and their own checkup on a regular basis. It sure makes sense. I mean, what's that commercial out right now? You see it all through the NFL games, but they're like, this watch will perform an EKG, an echocardiogram, right on your wrist. I mean, these types of things have to be making a difference.
Yeah, and this is all about preventative healthcare, preventative kind of measures for us to be able to take care of our own health. So
yeah.
What better than buying a $200 watch, strapping it on ourselves, and then working with insurance companies to say, hey, I'm actually taking care of myself. How do I, let's say, lower my premiums because of it? So I really see this as a win-win for everyone, and I think we're going to see a lot more of these formulas in the next few years.
I think it's just the beginning of the snowball that's going to change healthcare in a big, big way. The more we move to prevention as opposed to correction in terms of health, it is only going to stand to make economic means much more sense for the average taxpayer. Hey, what about this? So I'm hearing about this social app called TikTok. I guess it's a game. But some people are getting famous off of it. And I saw this story about this girl named Haley. What's happening here?
Sure. So TikTok is completely dominating the social atmosphere right now. It's crushing Facebook. It's crushing YouTube. It's crushing Twitter. And basically, it's a 15-second video sharing app where the demographic primarily is under 26 years old. There's about a billion users right now on the platform, originated from China. They're exporting the technology here, which is a whole other conversation. But it's these sub 26 year olds that are putting on cute videos layered on music, and a lot of really cool video editing that you could do. So it's really a fun app right now, and I think eventually brands are going to start playing in the space. But this gives the ability, again, to create these micro-influencers. So you start building a following, you do some cute things on the social app, people start following you, and you start building your brand equity. The same thing with YouTube stars now, which is just happening on this platform called TikTok. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Really, really incredible.
And why is it primarily being more embraced by under 26-year-olds, as, say, opposed to a YouTube or a Snapchat?
Today we're consuming data. You know, it's got to be very short. It's got to be fun. It's got to be funky. It's got to be quick. It's got to be shareable. And they came in just at the right time to be able to take that market.
But wasn't that Snapchat's original? I mean, that's what Snapchat did, and they made it not only short, but then the ability to disappear, so you didn't have to keep it, or supposedly they argued. But so what's the new wrinkle with TikTok?
Sure, their filters are really, really innovative. So different than Snapchat. Yeah, there's a lot of bells and whistles there that make it very, very sticky. And I was surprised. I really thought Snapchat would really dominate the space, and I'm hearing less and less about it. And a lot of it has to do with trends as well. So
yeah.
Right now, this is the latest and greatest. And a billion people on this platform is mind-blowing, and the valuations are saying is almost close to like $75 billion.
How does that compare to, say, the entire Facebook universe, which would include Instagram?
It's they're going head to head, and it's going to be a matter of time. And my prediction, our prediction here, we always talk about it's probably, you know, probably a Facebook and Instagram is going to, if not acquire it, probably take a serious equity position in it. Just a matter of time, Kevin.
Yeah, that's what Zuckerberg does, or as Mike Lindell calls him, suck a buck. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this game Fortnite. There's some new class action lawsuit that's making a claim against Fortnite, saying it's as addictive and as destructive to kids as cocaine.
Yeah, you know, I read the news, and I was kind of split about it. I was like, yeah, it is very, you know, I've seen it, it is very, very addictive, you know, but like, where do gamers or where does industry draw the line, you know? And we're in free markets. Anybody create games, they could create, you know, different engaging websites and different platforms. To go ahead, I think it's going to get thrown out of court anyway. But, you know, talk about responsibility. Well, you know, why point the fingers at the game maker versus maybe pointing the finger at the parents or having the child take some responsibility for themselves?
Yeah.
So I see this as a blame game, and I think it's going to get thrown out.
I've never understood the argument that the game maker has more responsibility than the adult parent. I can't get past that. That's a stumbling block for me. Hey, Ari Zoldan, always appreciate the insight, and have an easy fast as you enter Yom Kippur.
You know it. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Now, see, I got to admit, Carol Markowitz helped me understand that off the air just a second ago, earlier in the hour. So now I'm dropping it like an A-bomb, you know, like, okay, easy fast there, my friend.
I love it. And here's one for you. Carol mentioned the easy fast. How about this one? Say, Lashana Tova.
Say it again. Shana Tova.
Shana Tova, there you go. It means happy and a healthy new year for us, and we'll see you on the other side.
Very good, my friend. Ari Zoldan, talk to you soon.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been, all my numbers, and this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, Balance of Nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a Balance of Nature. But all the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your bank accounts, your 401k, your IRA? Yep, you heard me. Your 401k, IRA, and your bank accounts. Sounds scary, but it's already happened in 8 countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts on what they can do by receiving the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. See how all of this was set up to help manage our out-of-control debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have peace of mind. Call Landmark Capital today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or go online to landmarkgold.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up? We've got three kids in three different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past, and it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose, and sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on, or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage, and guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life, and right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better, you'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping, plus we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Well, thanks for being here. It's fun having Ari back from vacation. And yes, Shana Tova to everybody. It's the most Hebrew you'll get out of me tonight. Anyway, thanks to Shel Farley and Carol Markowitz also for being here. Hey, I was just thinking about something. And Alex, I was actually thinking about this earlier today. I think it was last week that I heard Jerry Crowley on the morning show here in New York. He was talking to Joe Piscopo, and they got into this discussion about how my buddy John Catsimatidis, who I'm with on Wednesdays, had a really good reception at some award that he just won. And Jerry said something on the air about, hey, if you think you would make a good mayor, send Jerry an email and tell him so, because we just wanted to see what the audience would say about that. And I heard that, and I heard that Jerry's phone just was like ringing off the hook that day. Funny enough, I asked him about it earlier today, and he got like buzzing in his pocket while I was standing there talking to him about it. And still, so here's the fun thing, friend. Do you think John Catsimatidis would make a good mayor, better than Bill de Blasio? Because he was so humble in the receiving of his award, and he championed AM 970. You know, he owns another radio station in the market, but he championed AM 970 at the beginning of his remarks, and there was just such a cool component to all of it. Send Jerry Crowley an email if you think John Catsimatidis is the mayor for us. For another go-around, Jerry.Crowley. He never does this, but he gave out his email address. Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, dot Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y, at Salem.cc. Jerry Crowley at Salem.cc. And just drop a note and say, if you think that John would make a good mayor. Because I think it would be an incredible thing to see him. But let's see if we got some support here. Jerry.Crowley at Salem.cc. Jerry.Crowley at Salem.cc. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Other thing I wanted you to know about, coming up October 18th, make sure you come and join us at Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee. Big, big thanks to Cuba Restaurant in Fort Lee last night. Was at their launch and the re-grand opening. Used to be where the GW Grill is, now it's Cuba, and what a tremendous layout there, and so happy for them. But on October the 18th, we're all going to be at Ventanas in Fort Lee, and we're going to be doing the Dining Out Dialogues, and we're going to be eating good food, and limited seats still available. Go to Ventanas' website for more info. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.